This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima. Alhamdulillah. First of all, welcome everybody back. Inshallah. May Allah make this a blessed semester for you, for those that are concluding their journey. May the beginning of their next farsakh, you know, the next manzila, the next phase, be a blessed one, wherever you go, wherever you end up. And also for those that are going to be here, inshallah, next year, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a solid foundation for what you're going to be coming into. This program hopefully becomes clearer and clearer as you move along the program. Hopefully by the end, things are clear. So shukr is, it's just such a great word in Arabic. You know, the sheen, they call it harf tafashi, yatafasha. So gratitude is something that when somebody's in a state of gratitude, other people feel it. When somebody's in a state of ingratitude, other people feel it also. Nobody wants to be around ungrateful people. And then the ra is very interesting because it's harfu takrir. It's something yastamirru. So, la in shakartum la zidannakum. Some of the people translated that, you know, if you are grateful for your worldly things, Allah will give you more. But I think a more appropriate interpretation was that la in shakartum la zidannakum mahabbatan, that my love for you will increase. Not your blessings. The blessings, in ta'uddu ni'matullahi la tahsuha, they're already innumerable. So people are greedy for more. So Raghib radiallahu anhu, who's I think one of the most extraordinary people this ummah produced, he from the great city of Asfahan. Raghib, beautiful name too. Raghib was, he's a very enigmatic figure because we know so little about him. Like his death date is within 100 years. It's amazing for somebody that had such an impact because he influenced, I mean, his mufradat are the foundation for all the people after, for really understanding the Arabic of the Quran. But his, and then his tafsir, which a lot of it we lost, but we still have a few volumes. Tafsir al-Nashatain, Tahsir al-Sa'adatain, which I commented on this Ramadan, is one of the most extraordinary books I've ever read. Anyway, his Dari'a, I've been reading this book for a long time, and it's a new book every time I've looked at it. It's just always things come out. But I think what he did in this book, you know, I was talking about it with somebody today, what he did with this book was he just gave a commentary on the Quran itself. You know, كان خلقه القرآن. When Aisha was asked what was the character of the Prophet ﷺ, she said his character was the Quran. And what he did was he set out to really يؤصر خلق القرآن. Like to give the khuluq of the Quran, because he distinguishes between sharia, which anybody can learn if you have the himma and the patience, sharia can learn. But makarim sharia is a different thing. And he says that the sharia cannot be realized until the makarim sharia are realized. And he said the purpose of the makarim sharia is to achieve khilafah. That you can't be a khalifa of Allah until you embody the makarim of the sharia. And all of it is in the Quran. And he has a tasarruf bil Quran that I haven't seen in any other author, to be honest with you. I really haven't. You know, and this is, I mean, some of the scholars here, mashallah, have the same or more, you know, reading. You know, this is like almost 40 years in the Torah of the Islamic tradition, and it's just his ability to just open up the Quran. He had immense futuhat. So he says, "Ash-shukru huwa tasawwur al-mun'ami 'alayhi an-ni'mata wa idhharuha." That shukr is to really conceive of the, you know, the one who's blessed, that he really has an understanding of the blessing, but then he manifests it. So it's not simply to have a tasawwur of it, to have some understanding of it, but actually to manifest it. Qila huwa maqlubun an al-kashri. The Arabs have in the ishtiqaq al-akbar and the kubra, they have a, whenever the letters are related, there's some kind of relationship according to some of the scholars. So he says it's maqlub an al-kashri. So there's Arabic words that they're, if you reverse them, you'll get some nuanced meaning of the word in its, like lama'a and amila and alima. So lama'a is to be bright, yalma'u. The alma'i is brilliant, like same type of word. So alim is a scholar. So that's an example of the word being maqlub and then having a nuance of the meaning. So he says, an al-kashri, wa huwa al-kashf. The Arabs say, you know, al-kalb kashra an anyabi, like the dog revealed its teeth. إذا رأى ذا بزة يوما كشرت نبحت عليه وكشرت أنيابها, like the poet says. So عن الكشري وهو الكشف ويضاده الكفر كفرا. So cover in English may be related, الله أعلم, or just coincidence. Cover, كفر, you know, to cover something. So the shukr is to reveal, the kufr is to conceal. So the one who's grateful is revealing their blessings. The one who's ungrateful is concealing them. And that's why kafir is the opposite of shakir, right? So kufr in its essence is ingratitude. First of all, to your creator, just to not even acknowledge him, like an atheist who doesn't even acknowledge that they're created, which is ridiculous. أي تغطيته ومنه دابة شكور. So the Arabs call a like a hefty animal, like it's got good flesh on it, they call it دابة شكور. Why? مظهرة بسمنها إسداء صاحبها إليها. Because it's showing that the owner takes good care of it. So when you're grateful, you're really, you're showing that you appreciate what Allah has done for you. وَقِيلَ أَصْلُهُ عَيْن مِنْ عَيْنٍ شَكْرَى. So the Arabs say, لَهُ عَيْنٌ شَكْرَى مُمْتَلِئَ. فَالشُّكْرُ هُوَ الْإِمْتِلَاعُ مِنْ ذِكْرِ الْمُنْعِمْ عَلَيْهِ. It's to be filled with the remembrance of the one who has blessed you. وَمِنْ هَذَا الْوَجْهِ قِيلَ هُوَ أَبْلَغُ مِنَ الْحَمْدِ. And from this perspective, it's been said that it actually is more far-reaching than praise. لِأَنَّ الْحَمْدِ لَا يَقْتَضِي الْإِمْتِلَاءَ وَمِنْ وَجْهٍ آخَرَ أَبْلَغُ مِنَ الْحَمْدِ لِأَنَّ الْحَمْدَ ذِكْرُ شَيْءٍ بِصِفَاتِهِ الْمَحْمُودَةِ وَالشُّكْرُ ذِكْرُهُ بِصِفَاتِهِ وَبِنِعْمِهِ. And it's said that it's more far-reaching than praise because the hamd is to mention something, the praiseworthy qualities of it. But shukr is to mention those qualities, but also the blessings that accompany those qualities. فَشُكْرُ عَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَضْرُبْ شُكْرٌ بِالْقَلْبِ. There's three types of shukr. Gratitude of the heart. وَهُوَ تَصَوَّرَ النِّعْمَةِ. So it's this perception of the ni'mah, this understanding. وَشُكْرٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَهُوَ ثَنَاءُ عَلَى الْمُنْعِمِ. And then gratitude with the tongue, which is to praise the one who has blessed you. وَشُكْرٌ بِسَائِرِ الْجَوَارِحِ وَهُوَ مُكَافَأَتُهُ بِقَدْرِ إِسْتِحْقَاقِهِ. And that's gratitude with the rest of the limbs. Like in the Matara, he says that وَشُكْرُ صَرْفُ الْعَبْدِ مَا أَوْلَاهُ مَوْلَاهُ مِنْ نَعْمَاهُ فِي رِضَاهُ. That shukr is to expand what has been given to you of blessings in things that please the one who gave it. So, you know, if you give somebody money to use it for something positive and then they just go waste it, you feel like they were ungrateful in terms of the blessing they were given. And that's why on Yom Kiyam, I think probably the most difficult thing for most of us, for if not the vast majority of humans, is the human potential that Allah gave us and the fact that we never really exhausted it. You know, we have this amazing human potential, the intellect. Like, you can learn so many things, you can do so many things, and yet we squander all that. وَهُوَ أَيْضًا بِاعْتِبَارَ الشَّاكِرِ. It's also in terms of the one who actually is grateful, one mashkur, ثَلَاثَةُ أَضْرُبْ. So this is also the shakir and the mashkur, there's three types. So شُكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ لِمَنْ فَوْقَهُ. The gratitude of a human being for that which is over him, the one who's over him. وَهُوَ بِالْخِدْمَةِ وَالثَّنَاءِ. And that is through service and praise, wa du'a, and supplication. So somebody who's a khadim, of somebody who's makhdum, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously. Wa shukruhu li nadhirihi wa huwa bil mukafa'a. And also the gratitude that you have for your peer, and that's with mukafa'a, that you recompense them. Wa shukruhu li man huwa dunahu wa huwa bil thawab. And the one who's lower than you, and the way you show gratitude is actually to reward them for their service to you. Right? Because you're grateful, but because they're beneath you, you reward them. وَقَدْ وَصَفَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى نَفْسَهُ بِالشُّكْرِ لِصَالِحِ عِبَادِهِ وَالشُّكْرُ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ هُوَ مَعْرِفَةُ نِعْمَتِهِ وَتَحَفَّظُ جَوَارِحِهِ بِمَنْعِهَا عَنِ اسْتِعْمَارِ مَا لَا يَنْبَغِي. وَمَعْنَهُ بِالْفَارِسِيَةِ سَبَاس دَارُمْ خُدَائِرَا. I hope I got that right. Sabas darum khudaira. He was Pharisee, so this is his language. So he says that Allah described himself as showing, you know, his gratitude towards the righteous among his servants, and the gratitude of the servant to his Lord is the awareness of the blessing, and then to guard his limbs in preventing them from using those blessings in what is not appropriate. And its meaning in Farisiya is sabas darum khudaira. So he's harisun lahu ala jawarihihi. He guards his blessings for the one who gave it to him concerning his limbs. Wa shukr al mun'im bil jumla fil jumla wajibun bil aqli kama huwa wajibun bil shar'. And to be grateful to the one who has bestowed something on you, you know, It's something that's, there's a rational duty here as well as a sacred duty. So just even a non-Muslim who might not even believe in God, there's an awareness that he should be grateful for somebody who's giving him some kind of something that warrants his gratitude. وَأُجَبُهُ شُكْرُ الْبَارِ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ شُكْرُ مَنْ جَعْلُهُ سَبَبًا لِوَصُولِ خَيْرٍ إِلَيْكَ عَلَى يَدِّهِ. So the most, you know, the one you're most obliged to have is the gratitude of the Creator, and then the gratitude of one who, مَنْ جَعْلُهُ سَبَبًا لِوَصُولِ خَيْرٍ إِلَيْكَ. Allah made him a means by which you arrived at some good in your life, especially your teachers, right? I mean, that your parents, who are your first teachers, whoever taught you, even the person, you know, the Arabs say, من علمك حرفا صرت له عبدا. If somebody teaches you a letter, that you become like a servant to them. And that's a type of gratitude. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ لَا يَشْكُرِ اللَّهَ مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ. They have not shown gratitude to Allah, those who have not shown gratitude to people. To the means. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أشكر لمن أنعم عليك وأنعم على من شكرك فإنه لا زوال لنعمة إذا شكرت ولا دوام لها إذا كفرت. Be grateful to the one who has blessed you, and bless the one وَأَنْعِمْ عَلَى مَنْ شَكَرَكَ, and bless the one who has shown gratitude to you. Because لَا زَوَالَ لِي نِعْمَةٍ إِذَا شُكَرَتْ, there's no, like Ibn Atayilah says about the ni'm in the Hikam, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النِّعْم تَعَرَّدَ لِزَوَالِهَا وَمَنْ شَكَرَهَا قِيَدَهَا بِعِقَالِهَا or بِحِبَالِهَا. So whoever doesn't show gratitude to Allah, right, then he's exposed his ni'ms to dissipate. And that's why he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, he says that, you know, be grateful, be bless the one who's great, shows you gratitude. فَإِنْهُ لَا زَوَالَ لِنِعْمَةٍ, the blessing will not dissipate if it's thanked. And there's no continuity of a blessing if there's no gratitude for it. وَقَالَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ كُلُّ نِعْمَةٍ يُمْكِنُ شُكْرُهَا إِلَّا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And some of the scholars have said, every blessing, كُلُّ نِعْمَةٍ يُمْكِنُ شُكْرُهَا إِلَّا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Every blessing you can actually have gratitude for except the blessings of Allah. فَإِنَّ شُكْرَ نِعْمَتِهِ نِعْمَةٌ مِّنْهُ. Because the gratitude of his blessing is a blessing. فَيَحْتَاجُ الْعَبْدُ أَن يَشْكُرَ الثَّانِي كَشُكْرِهِ الْأَوَّلِ. So he needs, the servant needs to be grateful for the blessing of actually being grateful. And then he says, وَكَذَرِكَ الْحَالِ فِي الثَّارِثِ وَالرَّابِعِ. And then you have to be grateful that you were grateful for the blessing that you were given. And then that you were grateful that you were grateful for the blessing. And then he says, وَهَذِي يُؤَدِّيرَ مَا لَا يَتَنَاهَا. That goes on forever. And so you can never be grateful to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Musa alayhi salam, وَلِذَٰلِكَ قَالَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ اللَّهُمَّ أَمَرْتَنِي بِالشُّكْرِ عَلَى نِعْمَتِكَ وَشُكْرِ إِيَّاكَ نِعْمَةٌ مِّن نِعْمِكَ. You have commanded me to be grateful, O Allah, for your blessing upon me. But your blessing, but my gratitude toward you for your blessing is among your blessings. وَمِنْ هَذَا أَخَذَ الشَّاعِرُ فَقَالَ إِذَا كَانَ شُكْرِي نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ نِعْمَةٌ عَلَيَّ لَهُ فِي مِثْرِهَا يَجِبُ الشُّكْرُ. If my gratitude to the blessing of Allah is an act of gratitude, then upon me is the likes of it, I'm obligated to show gratitude. فَكَيْفَ بُلُوغُ الشُّكْرِ إِلَّا بِفَضْلِهِ وَإِنْ طَالَتَ الْأَيَّامُ وَاتَّصَلَ الْعُمْرُ. So how could I ever reach the gratitude of his bounty, of Allah's bounty, even if the days are long and the life continues? وَلِهَذَا قِيلَ غَيَةُ شُكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الْاِعْتِرَافِ. And for this reason, it's been said that the extent of gratitude to Allah is simply to admit that you're incapable of showing gratitude to Allah. بَلْ قَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah has said, if you show, if you enumerate the blessings of Allah, you will never complete them. If you begin to count them, you will never enumerate them. وَأَيْضًا فَكُلُّ مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ فَهُوَ مِنْهُ نِعْمَةٌ. Everything that Allah does to Allah's servant is from Allah a blessing. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ يُعَدُّ بَعْضُ ذَلِكَ بَلِيَّ. Even if you think it's a tribulation. عَجَبًا لِيَأْمَرُ الْمُؤْمِنُ فَإِنَّ أَمْرُهُ لَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. It's all good from Allah. The Prophet said, "Ummati ummatu marhuma ju'ila 'adabu laysa laha 'adabun fi dunyaha fi ukhraha inma ju'ila 'adabuha fi dunyaha." Al-fitan wa zilazil wal qatl. So when you see a lot of what's happening in the Muslim world, it's the dhunub of our ummah. We're in a state of sinfulness. We have been for a long time. But the Prophet said it's marhuma, but we don't see it because man dhanna intikaka lutfihi an qadri fa innahu min qisr an-nazar. Whoever sees that the lutf of Allah is not in the qadr of Allah, then it's from myopia. You're just not looking far enough, because you're not looking to the akhirah. You're just looking, you're stuck in this dunya, on this plane, thinking this is all there is. You know, the afterlife's a hype. Right? Pie in the sky. And this is what the atheists say. You know, they say it's all a lie. It's just a way that the people in power are tricking everybody to think they're going to get some kind of judgment in the afterlife. They'll see, is what Allah said. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ولذلك قال بعض الصالحين يا من منعه عطاء وبلاؤه نعماء ولأجل صعوبة شكره. O you whose withholding is giving. O you whose tribulation is blessing. But because this is so difficult to show gratitude for, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وقليل من عبادي الشكور. How few of my servants are always grateful. Like it's hyperbole, fa'ul, right? So thank God it didn't say قليل من عبادي شاكر, right? وَلَمْ يُثْنِي بِالشُّكْرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لَمْ يُثْنِي بِالشُّكْرِ عَلَى أَوْلِيَائِهِ إِلَّا عَلَى إِثْنَيْنِ مِنْهُمْ In the entire Quran, there's only two servants that Allah praises them for gratitude out of the entire Quran. قَالَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ فَخَصَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَفْذَ الْأَنْعُمِ الدال على أدنى الأعداد. So it's a من جمع القلة. So he's saying even those small blessings, he was grateful. وقال في نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا. نوح عليه السلام was always grateful. This is a man who had immense tribulation. He's 950 years putting up with kuffar. وَعْلَمَ أَنَّ الشُّكْرَ وَصَبْرَ جِمَاعُ الْإِيمَانِ Patience and gratitude. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَتَنِ كُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ Right? So the Quran, if you look, there's several places where sabr and shukr are put together because that's the entirety of iman. Shukr and sabr. كَمَا رُوِيَ فِي الْخَبَرِ وَقَدْ رُوِيَ الصَّبْرُ نِصْفُ الْإِيمَانِ فالنصف الآخر الشكر. It's almost over and then you can eat. لكن قد قال بعض المتصوفة الشكر أفضل من الصبر. Some of the متصوفة, there's, you know, some differentiate between صوفية and متصوفة. But he's probably not here. الشكر أفضل من الصبر. Gratitude is better than patience. فَإِنَّ صَبْرَ حَبْسُ النَّفْسِ عَلَى مُسَالَمَةَ الْبَلَىٰ It's to control the ego in terms of its navigating, in terms of its basically accommodating the tribulation. يُسَالِمُهُ So they're just living with it, but in a way that it's not, they're not at war with it. Because a lot of people, when they have tribulation, they're just angry all the time. So they prevent their nafs from that. وَالشُّكْرُ أَلَّا يُلْتَفَتَ إِلَى الْبَلَىٰ But gratitude, you don't even look at the tribulation. You don't even think of it as a tribulation. بَلْ يَرَاهُ مِنَ النَّعْمَةِ They see it as a blessing. فَمَنْ صَبَرَ فَقَدْ تَرَكَ إِظْهَارَ الْجَزَعِ So whoever is patient, they don't show their jaza', right? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسُّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسُّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعَ إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ So the people that Allah says are these people that are aligned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have this jaza'. They don't show it. They might have internally difficulties, but they're not going to show it. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَقَدْ تَجَاوَزَ إِلَى إِظْهَارَ السُّرُورِ بِمَا جَزِعَ لَهُ صَابِرٌ But the one who's grateful, he transcends that to actually manifesting his surur. Surur, like the Arabs call hubur and surur. Do you know those terms? Fi huburin wa sururin. It's in the... Yeah. So hubur is when it's inside. You feel the joy inside, but people might not know that you're happy. Surur is when... Surur is when it's inside and they can't see it. And hubur is when everybody can see it. Sometimes you could be happy and nobody knows you're happy. So he's saying they show that idhar as-surur. وَأَيْضًا فَصَبْرُهُ وَتَرْكَ الْعَمَلَ السَّيِّئَ. Also, patience is not to do something bad. وَشُكْرُ إِظْهَارَ الْفِعْلَ الْحَسَنَ. And gratitude is to do something good. وَلَيْسَ مَنْ تَرَكَ قَبِيحًا كَمَنْ فَعَلَ حَسَنًا وَجَمِيلًا. You can't equate the one who leaves off doing something bad to the one who actually does something beautiful. وَقَابَلَ تَعَالَى شُكْرَ بِالْمُجَازَةِ. Allah has, He has juxtaposed gratitude with reward. Whereas he said, فعل الحبيب بحبيبه. So this is what a lover does for the one he loves or she loves. Right? فقال تعالى سنجزي الشاكرين. We will reward the people of gratitude. This was a master of the Arabic language. وقابل الصبر بالأجر. But he juxtaposed patience with a wage. The ajir is somebody who does something for to get a wage, like. So he says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The patient ones will have their reward, but it really, the ajr is something that you get for doing something without any reckoning or reckoning. وَأَيْنَ الْأَجْرُ وَإِنْ كَثُرَ حَتَّى صَارَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ مِنَ الْجَزَاءِ. And how can you compare a wage, even if it's immense and comes without any reckoning, with a reward? ثم قال في الصبر يوفى فلم يسمى فاعله. So he said in with صبر يوفى, whereas with شكر he said نجزي. So with the patience he put it in the مبني للمجهول. So he didn't name the fa'il, even though it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with the one who's the gratitude, he named the fa'il, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال في الشكر سنجزي الشاكرين وسنجزي الله الشاكرين. In another, in Ali Imran. فانظر إلى هذا اللطف في المقال قبل الانتهاء إلى الفعل. Look at the lutf in just the utterance of this before we get to the actual action. وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ مِنْ أَنْبِيَائِهِ بِالشُّكْرِ إِلَّا إِثْنَيْنْ كَمَا تَقَدْمِ. He only mentioned two prophets with gratitude. And the Prophet said, وَلَمْ أَكُنْ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. So we know, I mean, the Prophet has that. I mean, he told us. And then he says, كُلٌ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. All the prophets are patient. وَقَالَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. فَجَعَلَ صَبْرَ مَبْدَأً وَشُكْرَ مُنْتَهًا. So there he put the sabar before and the shakur after. So it begins with patience, it ends with gratitude. فَجَعَلَ صَبْرَ مَبْدَأً وَشُكْرَ مُنْتَهًا وَلِأَنَّ صَبْرَ مَحْمُولٌ عَلَيْهِ قَهْرًا وَشُكْرُ مُؤَدًّا تَطَوَّعًا. Because patience is really a type of tahammal in the end. I mean, what else can you do? صَبْرٌ جَمِيرٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ. Isbir sabran jamila. Allah commands the prophets to have a patience without any complaint to the creation. But he says gratitude is given willingly. Alhamdulillah. Provecho. Bissaha wal afiya. Afiyat ulsun. Inshallah. Urdu nahi ma'lum hai. What do they say in Urdu? Before meal, don't they say anything? What they say? Allah ka shukr hai, biryani garam hai.